Corruption scandals have been plaguing Spain. The latest suspect is the king's son-in-law, accused of embezzling millions of dollars in public funds. He faces a judge this weekend. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid now on a scandal that threatens to topple the pedestal on which Spain's royals have long stood.
It was the wedding of the year. Spain's youngest princess, Infanta Cristina, married the tall, handsome Iñaki Urdangarin, an Olympian she'd met at the Summer Games a year earlier in Atlanta. Society magazine said it was love at first sight. Urdangarin got the royal title Duke of Palma. That was 16 years ago. Now the Duke is accused of using his royal title to embezzle money. His father-in-law, King Juan Carlos, has banned him from family functions. Urdangarin has been cut out of the royal budget and his name erased from the royal family's website.
Waiting for the justice, they are taking distance from Iñaki Urdangarin, and correctly.
José Manuel Calvo is the opinion editor at El País newspaper. He says this public rift in Spain's royal family is unprecedented, and it's difficult to imagine how justice will play out.
He's not exactly a member of the royal family. He is married to a member of the royal family. Even though it's difficult to picture him in prison, it's easier to see an outcome, payment of a big fine or something like that. And I think he will pay.
Urdangarin is accused of embezzling millions of dollars in public funds through a charity that organized sports and cultural events. He's posted $11 million bail, and investigators are sifting through his emails to see if other royals were involved. Spanish media broadcast excerpts of Urdangarin's emails this week, including this one addressed to his former business partner, Diego Torres.
Diego, a ver si mañana hablamos un minuto porque es importante.
Diego, let's see if we can speak tomorrow, because it is important. His Majesty has mentioned a possible donor.
This and other emails suggest King Juan Carlos had close knowledge of his son-in-law's financial dealings. It's unclear whether Urdangarin was bragging about his access to the king or whether it was true. Earlier this month, the 75-year-old monarch attended a basketball game, the King's Cup Final, which he presides over every year. But the crowd booed him this time and made crude gestures. Spaniards are still angry about the king's elephant hunt in Africa last spring, which cost many times the average Spaniard's yearly income during a time of recession. And now the Urdangarin case. Spaniards are watching their institutions fall one by one.
Everything is going out of grace, and this is very bad for the country, of course.
Luis de Velasco is a lawmaker with UPyD, a new political party founded to battle corruption. He says the monarchy had been free from scandal.
Not now. Not now. If in any moment you don't have any institution to look at, this is very bad for the country.
Last month, authorities in the town of Palma on the Spanish island of Mallorca wrote to the Duke asking him to stop using his title, Duke of Palma. They said he was giving the town a bad name. They also took down signs along the city's Duke of Palma Avenue. Now it's just called Avenue. The Duke, he hasn't been officially stripped of his title yet, faces a judge in Mallorca this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.